time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. It's a rainy Thursday in Princeton, but we've got a busy Sideline Report lined up for you today. A little bit later on this morning, we'll be joined by Dave Winder, the Murray State Associate AD for Communications, and we'll talk racer sports with him. Also coming up a little bit later on, Hopkins County Central Boys Basketball Head Coach Michael Frelix will join us. Michael is a former Caldwell County Tiger basketball standout, and we'll talk high school hoops with him. But we'll start the show with Caldwell County Wrestling head coach Troy Nichols and Tiger wrestler Timothy Nichols. We'll talk to them when we come back. Stay with us on the Sideline Report here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Need cash fast? Contact ABC Finance now.
The hustle and bustle of the holiday season is stressful enough without adding financial worry to the list.
At ABC Finance, we want you to enjoy this time of year and offer a deferred payment program on the holiday season.
Hi, this is Savannah Seymour at the Princeton ABC Finance location.
And this is Todd Morris at the Hopkinsville location.
Make this season the best ever with the help of ABC Finance.
At ABC Finance, we provide loans up to $15,000. Decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour.
Our commitment is to make the loan process quick, easy, and stress-free. We can even consolidate all loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed. Walk-ins are welcome.
You can even give us a call, and we will take your application over the phone.
Or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
For more information and for great money and credit tips, like ABC Finance on Facebook. Happy holidays!
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Let's be honest. We all ate too much Thanksgiving food, and it's only getting worse with all the Christmas goodies. Now's the time to get to Trilogy Performance Sports and take advantage of their 15% off open gym packages before you have to buy those new pants. This offer allows open use of the facilities at Trilogy. What a deal. Don't wait. Get in shape. This offer is only good until December 23rd, so start exercising now and run to Trilogy Performance Sports to sign up. For more information, go to TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R AgriPower. Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. They're designed for easy operation and feature performance-matched attachments. Right now, put zero down and get 0% APR for up to 48 months, plus save up to $1,100. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
See H&R AgriPower, your Kubota dealer, for a free test drive. Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
Merry Christmas from Copper Top Barbecue, Fredonia, Kentucky. Stop in for delicious barbecue pork, chicken, ribs, and brisket by the plate or by the pound. Dine in or carry out. Great salads and desserts too, including homemade ice cream. Friday nights enjoy fish, shrimp, and frog legs. Let them help you with your Christmas cooking too. Copper Top Barbecue on the corner of Highway 641 and Highway 91 in Fredonia. Be sure to follow them on Facebook.
Life is filled with moments. Moments we share with those we love, worry about, and strive to protect the most. At Woodman Life, we provide life insurance and retirement products to help protect you and your family so that you can enjoy all the moments to come.
This is Josh Ray, your local Woodman Life agent. Come see us at 1009 West Main Street or give us a call at 365-6111.
Certain eligibility and age restrictions apply. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society, Omaha, Nebraska.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for joining us this morning. Talking wrestling now with Tiger Wrestling head coach Troy Nichols and also wrestler Timothy Nichols in the studio with us. And Troy, first of all, thanks for coming in. And what's it like to be back as the head coach of the wrestling team?
It's good. It's good to be back as a head coach. I was head coach once before and stepped down, and I've been assistant, now back head coach. I'm glad to be there.
Yeah, what's the main difference between being an assistant coach and the head coach?
There's a lot more paperwork as a head coach to keep up with, and just a little more on you.
What kind of made you want to get back into the head coaching position?
well, Jason Walls decided to step down, and I was the assistant, so I decided to step up.
Yeah. Timothy, how's practicing going for you guys?
It's going well. We're getting pushed to our limits. We're finding our breaking points, and we're trying to get in shape as best as possible so that way we're not dying out there on the mat.
Yeah. You guys have already started the season. How did you do over the weekend?
I went 5-0 this weekend at Ohio County. Yes, sir.
Well, where do you think you are right now as far as in wrestling shape?
I'm not even halfway there yet. Yeah. We still got a long ways to go.
Now, you play a lot of different sports. How do the other sports kind of help you for wrestling and vice versa?
Well, soccer has always helped me with a little bit to keep in shape a little bit for wrestling season. Football, just being able to take a hit sometimes helps a lot because a bunch of blunt force trauma coming at you. Just everything ties in.
How do you find time to keep all the sports going?
It just takes a lot of help from him. He keeps me in track a lot and just making sure I'm right and I have to keep a calendar with myself and write things down so I know when everything is. Yeah.
Troy, as you guys get going in the season good, what's kind of the goals for the wrestling program this season?
Well, you know, we got a bunch of kids out this year. We got 21 kids. We got several kids returning. You know, got Colin Toich, who's a senior. Got Kofi Walls, who's a junior. Timothy's a junior. Logan Brown's a sophomore. You know, they've been on the mat for a while. They've all done well so far. They're well. Kofi, Timothy, Colin, Coach Cheryl, Logan Brown, they're all 6-0 right now, and they're wrestling well. And then we got some new faces at 106. We got Elijah Kirby. It's Kent Kirby's boy. He wrestled for me. And then at 113, we got a battle back and forth between Andre Carter and Justin Klejay. And then Logan Brown's at 120. Toich is at 26. Kofi's at 32. Timothy's at 138. Got Max Heaton at 44. Jackson Riley's at 150. 57 is Lyndon Henley right now. And 65 will be Bradley Peters. Our 65 was Kel Goodwin, and he got hurt first match of the year and ended up tearing an ACL. We had Lucas Rollins. He was wrestling for us at 157 the other day and dislocated his elbow, so he's out for the season. 75 right now is Dawson Horde. He wrestled for us in the middle school, took a year off and is back. 190 is Jackson Tyree. Jackson wrestled for us in middle school, and now he's back this year. 215 is Cole Sherrill. And heavyweight, we've got three kids that are battling for that spot. Aiden Asher, Jacob Tyree, and Preston Rogers. So, you know, we got a lot of kids. And our goal is just to get better as a team. And our main goal, I said the other day, is our main goal as a team is to be a better man when it's all said and done. And our second objective is to be a state placer, state qualifier, state champ. You got to be a better man before you can get that. And, you know, I've told the kids, and I preach it every day, and Coach Brown does as well. You know, we got a lot of help coming in. David Ritchie comes in and helps. I got some other former wrestlers. Kyle Prophet comes in. We got Burley LaForge who moved in. Jason Asher's running the middle school program. Coach Brian Barnell's running our youth program. So we got a lot of faces in there with a lot of different talents and abilities, and that's helped out a lot.
Yeah.
Then we got a positive room.
Well, good that numbers are up, because I remember a time we'd kind of struggle in the dual matches with having people in all the weight classes, but it seems like the last few years that hasn't been quite as big a deal.
No, it hadn't. More kids, you know, were coming out and finding out, you know, they like the sport. You know, you have to like it,
yeah.
Or actually you have to love it, because it takes up a lot of your time. You know, we start October 15th, and we're not done until February 25th.
Yeah.
And it's every day over the holidays, and, you know, it's a grueling season.
Yeah, Timothy, how did you kind of get involved in wrestling?
I started from a young age. He took me to the wrestling room one time, and I just fell in love. Like, I was the type of kid I could never sit still, so I always had to have something to do, and wrestling just fit me perfectly.
What are kind of your goals for your season?
To do better than last year. Last year I kind of had a little bit of an off season. I made a state, but I didn't place as well as I did my freshman year. So I got to make up for that. And I also want to be a better man. I also got to be reliable for my teammates, be able to help out when I can, and just be there for them.
Troy, you guys are going to Benton, Illinois this Saturday. What kind of teams will you see up there?
We'll see a lot of teams. They sent out the list. There's 15 teams. We're going to end up wrestling Mount Carmel, Carterville, and Camp Point in the first pool. And then from that pool, they take the winner and put you in a bracket and second place person in the bracket. But you got Benton, Illinois there. You got Pinckneyville, Effingham, Callaway's going. There's a bunch of teams. I can't even place all of them off the top of my head.
How did we get involved with the Benton, Illinois tournament? Seems like we've gone up there for several years now.
Jason got that started when he was head coach a couple years ago. You get five duels. You know, we were looking to go places to get five matches in a day and see somebody different to the same people. You know, so we go to Illinois for Benton tournament, and then we end up going to Tennessee two different times in this season to wrestle some different people.
Well, is the goal to get everybody five matches when you go to a tournament?
Yeah, the goal is to get everybody five matches. You know, five matches is the most you can have in a day, and that's what we want to do. Make it worth your while, make them wait, and getting up early and being there all day.
Well, does it help going to that tournament that maybe you're going to see some different teams that you don't see at all the other tournaments?
Yeah, we won't see any of these teams anywhere else. The only other team we ever see would be Callaway. We're the only two Kentucky teams in it. And so it gives your kids a different style of wrestling. Illinois wrestles a little bit different than we do. And they got a lot of good kids. And it gives us the opportunity to see some different competition, so you're not seeing the same person over and over again.
Yeah, Timothy, how big is it to get to see some different people?
It's huge, because being able to learn from what they do to you, even if you lose, it helps you even coming back here.
Now, when you start talking rankings in Kentucky and the kids you're going to be up against in your weight class, how often do you want to see those kids to kind of get tested against them?
At least twice in a season. I want to see them more than once so I can start figuring them out, figuring out what their habits are. Because some people have a telltale sign of when they're going to do something. So knowing those are always helpful.
Troy, you guys have a big tournament coming up next Saturday.
Yeah, we have the Armstrong Classic again. We started that back in 91, 92, and it's been going. And, you know, we've got 12 teams coming to that. So we're looking forward to it.
And that'll be a dual-format tournament, too?
Yeah, dual-format. We used to run it as an individual format, and then we changed it over to a dual. Format's a little bit easier to run. You can get five matches in a day. You know, you set up your pools, and you go. You know, we have a couple of teams that probably won't be half full roster, so they bring extra kids, and we fill them in. You just forfeit that weight class, and then they still get to wrestle.
Now, do you bring in some out-of-state teams for that, or are they mostly teams?
We've got Spencer, Indiana. South Spencer, Indiana is coming this year. And then, you know, we've got our local teams, Callaway, McCracken, Hoptown, Trigg, Trinity, Whitesville. Paducah, Tillman's bringing their B team. Union County's bringing their B team. It'll be a good tournament.
Yeah. Looking ahead to the end of the season, where's regional at this year?
Regional's at Christian County this year.
Okay.
Yeah, we're at Christian County and semi-state. They haven't told us yet exactly where that's going to be.
Well, it was going to be somewhere in Louisville.
It was
right?
going to be at Louisville Central, and they backed off of that, and they haven't determined yet. I'm hoping it'll be somewhere around E-Town.
Okay. Yeah, the closer this way, the better.
Yes, yes.
Well, how do you feel about that extra round where you have the I guess they call it the first rounds of state, and then you go to the state finals later?
I don't know. I mean, you're still getting the same number of kids to the state tournament, you know, just because they call it the first round of state. But what it does, it hurts our area. Region 1 and Region 2, 3, and 4 are all put together. So we knock a lot of us off right there. Our region's a pretty tough region. And then when we put all of them together, it starts knocking people out. And there's some good kids that won't make it to the state tournament this year based on what weight class they're at and who we're going to see. You know, it's rough.
Yeah, Timothy, as a wrestler, what do you think about that extra round in there?
It's a love-hate relationship. My freshman year, I loved it because I made it, and I was one of the top two from Region 1 and 2 that made it. Last year, I hated it. I got my butt kicked a few times and barely made it through, and then I had to fight for my life.
Well, they did change the rules just a little bit, right, where it's a little bit easier to get to the state finals because – that first year, because of COVID, you had to finish first or second.
Yeah, the first year we had semi-state, you had to come out of semi-state as the top two kids.
Yeah,
now you get to come out as the top four. They take the top four. They changed that, which helps out, but that's still a battle, you know, on our side of the semi-state compared to the other side of the semi-state. Some of the other teams last year, they only had four kids in their weight class in the other semi-state, where we were looking at 16 kids. You know, so you're battling from the beginning to the end.
Well, as you go into the season, do you guys set goals as individuals, as a team? What's kind of the motive, I guess, as you go into the season?
Well, each kid has their own individual goal, and then we've set a goal as a team, you know, to be uplifting one another. Like I said earlier, to be better men when the season's over. You know, we push that every day at the end of practice, and you know, to be a better person for your teammate. You know, champions are made in the practice room, and it's made with the person across from you. You know, however you practice is how you're going to participate when it comes time to the real thing. And, you know, I preach that, and the kids buy into it, and they're pushing one another, and they're holding each other accountable for their actions, and, you know, it makes a difference.
Well, all right, I appreciate you guys coming in this morning, and best of luck to you this season.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Again, that's Caldwell County Wrestling Coach Troy Nichols and wrestler Timothy Nichols with us on the show. We need to get to a timeout, but back after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is Lance Stallings inviting you to look to us for your next pre-owned vehicle. Our family provides great vehicles at a great price. Come see why we were voted best used car dealer in the best of Western Kentucky.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, rain imminent this afternoon, 100% chance, as high of 62. Then tonight, an 80% chance of rain and possibly even a thunderstorm after midnight, low around 52. Friday, mostly sunny skies, high of 63, bit of wind out of the west. And then Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 37. And then Saturday, just a 50-50 chance for some rain, mostly cloudy with a high of 51. But back to this afternoon, 100% chances of rain, high 62.
Enter the Bollinger Real Estate and Auction Holiday Gift Suite Stakes at WPKYOnline.com. You can pick up a bog bag prize pack full of bog bag ideas and Bollinger Real Estate and Auction Swag. Winner announced December 9th.
Hello, this is Brad Harrelson with First Southern National Bank. There is little doubt that many are facing financial hardships in our country today. The statistics can be startling to look at, with as many as 70% of Americans having less than $1,000 saved for emergencies. While it can be easy to point fingers, the truth of the matter is that many folks lack the basic financial knowledge to avoid these pitfalls. To meet this need, First Southern has provided financial literacy resources so that the people of our communities can be better equipped to face the financial challenges life throws their way. We invite you to explore the Financial Literacy Resource Center at FSMB.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Christmas is coming, and the Salvation Army's Red Kettles are coming to a store near you. Red Kettles will be at 11 different Hopkinsville locations, and you can be there too. Bell ringing is a cost-free, volunteer opportunity that benefits your neighbors in need. Registering is a quick and easy process, with multiple time slots for you to choose from. Visit registertoring.com. That's registertoring.com to ring the bells this holiday season.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We appreciate it. Joining us now on the telephone is former Caldwell County Tiger basketball standout Michael Frelix, who is the head coach now over at Hopkins County Central of the boys team over there. And Michael, good morning. Glad you could join us this week.
Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, you guys are off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, so far 2-1, that's a pretty good start. We knew, you know, we've got one of the tougher schedules in the entire region, we think, and when it comes to playing, you know, the better competition in our area down in First Region. So for us to be 2-1 right off the bat, getting ready, we've got a tough week coming up though, with Lyon and Madisonville and Russellville. But you know, losing our best player last year to a transfer, we feel pretty good about where we're at.
Well, and that Callaway County team that you guys saw early in the season, that's a pretty good team from down in the First Region, too.
Yeah, they are fundamental. They have five kids that can pass, catch, and shoot. They all have good size. They all have good athletic ability. So we knew going in that was going to be tough on us, especially right out of the gate, first game of the season. But
Well, you talk about some big games coming up next week. You guys have Madisonville North Hopkins. Talk a little bit about that rivalry there.
Well, that's been, you know, rivalry. I can remember back even right after I got done playing, you know, just listening to people talk about the Hopkins County Madisonville North rivalry. It's a big game for our kids. For our staff, it's really not. We just look at it as, you know, just another night. The Madisonville game's not going to make or break our season, but, you know, the kids enjoy it. Both sides enjoy it. Both sides get after it. It means a lot to the community, so we're excited about it coming up.
Yeah, and you've got Lyon County coming up as well, and I think a lot of people looking at Lyon County as probably the regional favorite this year.
No, I think it's no doubt they're the favorite. So I'd say Madisonville's probably running a tight number two. So, you know, that is a tough week when you play number one and number two and back in the same week.
Well, there aren't many off nights in the second region this season, it looks like to me. It looks like everybody is pretty solid this year.
Well, I think it's pretty wide open. I think when you get down to district tournament time, regional tournament time, it's going to be another one of those situations of just who gets hot at the right time, who's playing the best at the right time, who has their cohesiveness and togetherness, you know, where it needs to be at the right time. So, you know, I think everybody's excited. I think everybody feels like they have an opportunity.
What does somebody have to do to finally take down Madisonville North Hopkins in the 7th District? We've seen teams kind of have some success with them during the regular season, but it seems like come tournament time, Madisonville ends up being there just about every year.
I mean, they are the preseason favorite every year. They've won it so many times, and I can just remember back the 07 year that we beat them in the district finals. Was one of the last times that I remember them not winning the district, but you know, it's just one of those things. You have to, they're always going to be athletic. They're always going to be quick. They're always going to have a couple shooters. And they're always going to be well coached. So you have to go in telling your kids, you know, that to don't look at the name on the front of the jersey, but just fight for the color of yours. And we try not to think too much about Madisonville, focus on Madisonville too much. You know, we just want our kids to have a good time. But we think we can be competitive this year.
Well, actually, the big rivalry in the district seems like it's Hopkins Central and Caldwell County, because it seems like you guys end up getting matched up in the district tournament every year.
It seems like it's always that first-round district tournament game where it's Caldwell wants to go to the regional tournament, they had to beat us, and vice versa. So that has created that rivalry between us and them. And you know, it's always fun, especially when you get to district tournament time, regional tournament time. But again, we think if our team keeps progressing, we shoot it. You know, we shoot the three really well. So if we can get our inside game going, our defensive side needs to have a lot of work done on it. But we're working on that. And we think if we're in the right spot at the right time, we got just as shy as anybody.
Well, you guys had a really good season last year. Didn't just get to the region, but actually won a game once you got there.
Yeah, I mean, that was good for our kids to see and be a part of. And get the opportunity to experience. I think it really helped one of my guys now, Trevin Jones. This is his first year really playing in varsity. And, you know, he's had 30 and 20 in back-to-back nights. So I think him just having that opportunity to be a part of that really helped him prepare himself as to what he needed to do to get ready to start this season.
Yeah, going back a little bit now to that Caldwell County rivalry, does that take on a bigger deal now that Matt Fralix is back on the Caldwell County bench? Hey, Michael, you still with us? All right, we lost Michael Fralix, but we'll try to get him back on the line. Hang with us. We'll take a break here on the Sideline Report. Be back with more right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Brantley Furniture, family-owned and located in the heart of downtown Princeton. Jeannie and Megan invite you to come in and check out their selection of furniture, bedding, and gifts. Financing is available.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, rain this afternoon, 100% chances, high of 62. Then tonight, an 80% chance of rain, maybe even a thunderstorm after midnight going into early Friday with a low around 52. By Friday afternoon, we'll have mostly sunny skies, high of 63, and west winds as high as 20 miles an hour. And then Friday night, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 37. But back to this afternoon, a guarantee for rain, high of 62.
We believe you want to make wise financial decisions and live generously. At First Southern National Bank, we are making that even easier. Banking should be convenient for you and your schedule. With our new ITMs, a video teller is available to assist you with almost everything you could do inside a bank or at an ATM. You don't have to get out of your car, and the ITMs will offer extended hours, making it easier to deposit checks, withdraw cash, and more. Learn more about ITMs at fsnb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. And we think we have Michael Freilichs back with us now, the former Tiger standout, now boys basketball head coach over at Hopkins County Central. And Michael, I was just asking if that Caldwell rivalry this year takes on a little added meaning now that Matt Freilichs is back on the bench on the Tiger coaching staff.
Yeah, that puts a new twist on it. You know, I'm excited for Matt and the opportunity he's got there. I'm sure he'll bring a lot to that coaching staff, and I'm sure we'll be discussing, you know, the game between family members, you know, a day too early before we play. But yeah, I'm excited for Matt. I think, you know, I think Matt's a good coach. Matt's a young coach, but I'm excited to see what his future holds.
Well, you guys really had a good run when you were the head coach at Caldwell County, and you had Matt Freilichs and all, and that group. I mean, that was a pretty special team.
Yeah, that was one of, you know, probably my favorite team of all time. I talk about them still to this day to my guys about how hard they played, about how unselfish they were, about how each person just did their job. And, you know, it was a team that I didn't even really have to coach all that hard come game time because they did such a good job of getting themselves prepared. And they had played basketball together for so long that it was just easy. It was an easy job for me.
Now, with your Hopkins County Central team this year, do you guys kind of sit down before the season and go over some goals, or how do you kind of look at that going into the season?
We do sit and talk about goals, but really going into every season, we just want to be competitive, and we talk about being competitive every single night out. You know, wins and losses will come, but you have to make sure that you have that you have your best competitive side forward first, and be willing to go out and put everything you are on the line and just see what happens. That's really our main goal. We want to be competitive every single night we play, and we want to get better every single day we play.
Now, I know you guys put in a lot of work over the summer like everybody does, but from a personal standpoint, at what point do you start getting excited for a new basketball season?
It starts to happen about October 13th, October 9th, you know, between the 9th and the 13th, you know, a few days before official practice starts. I start to get the edge about conditioning time. We usually start in September. You know, you start to realize that you're heading that direction. But the closer October 15th gets here, you get excited and you start thinking about what, you know, this next year holds. And then when games start, I think that's really when the best excitement comes in. It kicks in and it's here.
Yeah, how often do you want to get back out on the court?
Pardon me?
How often do you want to get back out there on the court?
Oh, every day. Every day.
Well, I see that you're a social studies teacher. What's kind of your favorite area of study there?
I think U.S. history is probably my favorite. You know, I really enjoy teaching Civil War, World Wars, World War I, World War II. So, yeah, I think U.S. history is probably my favorite thing to teach.
Yeah, history was always one of my more favorite classes in school, too. So I think that would be an interesting subject to get to teach.
It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. It's just an added bonus to being a basketball coach.
What are you guys working on now as you get ready for those big games coming up next week?
We're really focusing all of our time defensively. We think, you know, we can score and we can be competitive on the offensive end, but where we struggle, and we really struggled against Callaway County, was the defensive end. So we're really putting a lot of time and a lot of effort into getting better defensively, trying to figure out whether we can play man or we got, you know, do we have to play zone, trying to figure all that out. So that's where our main focus is going to be.
All right, well, I appreciate you coming on this morning. I wish you could come into the studio with us, but we'll get you later in the season to come in, and we'll talk some more basketball then.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks, Michael. That's Michael Freilichs, former Caldwell County Tiger basketball standout. He's the head coach over at Hopkins County Central. They're off to a 2-1 start this season, and as we mentioned, some big games coming up. Next Tuesday, they take on Madisonville North Hopkins in a big 7th district contest. Stay with us. We've got more to come here on the Sideline Report as we roll on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
Are you struggling to afford health care medications? Let Health First help you. Whether you are insured, uninsured, or underinsured, you will still be cared for at Health First Community Health Center. We offer financial and prescription assistance to all those that qualify, which is based on income and household size. Contact our office at 1-877-667-7017 for more information or visit our website, healthfirstchc.net. Same-day appointments and walk-ins are welcome.
At Health First, your health is our first concern.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Traveling the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type youragedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit youragedge.com.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool, too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner. YourSportsEdge.com.
Here's something you should know.
HyperReach is Caldwell County's new emergency alert system. You can sign up now by calling 270-398-7808. And the whole process to sign up should take you less than 3 or 4 minutes. Or you can follow the link to our website at WPKYonline.com.
1580-103.3 WPKY. We care about our community.
Chick-fil-A of Hopkinsville wants to salute the outstanding achievements of our area student-athletes. Each week, a student-athlete will be chosen based on academics, athletics, and achievements. Watch for the Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com. Academics, athletics, and achievements at Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool, too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner. YourSportsEdge.com.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Traveling the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type youragedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit youragedge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580-103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in this morning. We appreciate Troy Nichols and Timothy Nichols from the Caldwell County Wrestling Program for joining us this morning. Also, thanks to former Caldwell County Tiger basketball standout Michael Frelix, now the head coach over at Hopkins County Central, for joining us this morning as well. We're going to take a timeout. Be right back with more after this on 1580-103.3 WPKY.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool, too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner. YourSportsEdge.com.
Back on the Sideline Report here at 1580-103.3 WPKY. We are now joined by Dave Winder from Murray State University. And, Dave, how are things there in Murray this morning?
We're good, Todd. Hope you're doing well. And we're just really, just me personally, I'm really enjoying the basketball seasons going on for both the men's and women's teams. And just, you know, it's this whole new world as each team goes into the Missouri Valley Conference. And we're seeing both teams really start to rack up some wins. The women's team's 5-1, and the men's team's 5-3, and just played their first two conference games last weekend and won them both in overtime.
Yeah, I was going to say, both those overtime wins, what a great way to start out the Valley season.
Well, it certainly was. You know, anytime you go into overtime, it's usually a I think for a lot of teams, overtime is a 50-50 proposition, literally 50-50. You might win it, you might lose it. But for the Racers to get Illinois State and beat them in overtime last week on Thursday, and then to go to Valparaiso on Sunday for their first Missouri Valley road game, they were down by 10 points with about 3 minutes to go in the first half. And a couple of our freshmen, Justin Morgan from Memphis and Sam Murray from Gulfport, came in and ignited a spark, a 9-0 run to end the half to cut a 10-point deficit down to one. And then the game goes into overtime, and Rob Perry hits not only a big three-pointer to win it in the Illinois State game, but then at Valparaiso he hits a three-pointer with about a minute and a half to go at Valparaiso to win it too. And thus, Rob Perry is Murray State's men's basketball. He is the first Missouri Valley Player of the Week award winner. That was announced on Monday. And actually, the Racers had a sweep of the Player of the Week awards this week as Caitlin Young, the all-star for the Racers, the forward, she was named the Women's Player of the Week.
Well, and no other Valley games for the men for a little while, but some big games coming up on that men's basketball schedule in the next couple of weeks.
Well, we've got a big week next week for Murray State basketball, and all the folks that are listening right now on WPKY, I would just encourage you to try to get over this way on Tuesday. We've got our only doubleheader, and we've got the Murray State women playing Austin Peay at 5 o'clock. And then the Murray State men are going to play Chicago State at 7. This is Tuesday on the 13th. And it's our Christmas theme day. Of course, we are doing our toy collection for Max's 641 Towing and the annual toy drive that he does. And then also Santa's going to be at the CFSB Center, and kids can get their picture with Santa. Sit on his lap, tell him what they want for Christmas. So that's a big day on Tuesday. And then on the 16th, the Murray State men host Austin Peay at the CFSB Center. And that is our the culmination of the toy drive. And we're also going to have a teddy bear toss that night, too. So we encourage our fans to bring a soft stuffed animal that you could come down on the floor and just throw it on the floor at halftime. We did that last year to help the children who were victims of the tornadoes in our area. And I think we collected thousands of stuffed animals that we were able to distribute to make kids' recovery a little bit better in the immediate aftermath of that those tornadoes. But so that's all going on next week. And, you know, that kind of leads you into the Racers then have one more game at Middle Tennessee on the 21st. And then when you come back from Christmas, the men's team, they have their first Missouri Valley game after the break against SIU here at Murray on the 29th. And then the women, after Christmas, they start their Missouri Valley play on the 30th against Illinois Chicago here at home.
Yeah, I was going to say we're kind of coming up on the anniversary, December 10th, of the tornadoes that rolled through the area, and I know a lot of people will be remembering those. But going back to basketball, you mentioned the men with Austin Peay and Middle Tennessee coming up. It's almost like old days in the OVC.
Well, and I'm really thrilled, and I know I've got a lot of friends that work over at Austin Peay, a lot of colleagues. That's the thing about it. It's such a big rivalry. You know, where the men's rivalry with Austin Peay is considered, ESPN named Austin Peay and Murray State's rivalry one of the top 10 rivalries in all of college basketball a few years ago in ESPN the magazine. So, you know, that happened, and it's always been a big game. And, you know, there's a lot of rivalry and competition there, but some of my best friends and colleagues in my field work at Austin Peay, and some of them have gone other places, and we remain close. So when we play, I think it's not lost on anybody who is working in athletics at Austin Peay and Murray State about how special the game is. Win or lose, you just are just really glad to see that continue. as Austin Peay is now in the Atlantic Sun Conference, and Murray State's in the Missouri Valley. And, you know, as far as men's basketball, I know that we, I think we're in a 4-year deal here immediately to continue playing. And that means next year the Racers will go over to Clarksville and play in the brand new arena downtown. So we're really looking forward to keeping that Austin Peay rivalry going. It's a very important game. And then when you think about it, next season, 23-24 season, it's going to be the renewal of the Western Kentucky Murray State rivalry.
Yeah, that'll be big.
Ready to go into a series there too. So I've always felt it's important to play your regional rivals because, you know, let's say next year Murray State hosts that game. You know, that's a possible sellout situation here. And then same thing when the Racers go to Bowling Green. It's just a great non-conference game for each athletics departments to help fund their programs.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, Princeton, Kentucky. Talking with Dave Winder from Murray State University this morning. And, Dave, we've mentioned a lot about the Missouri Valley Conference, but you guys right in the middle of it now. What have you learned about the Missouri Valley Conference and Murray State's time there that maybe you didn't know going in?
Huh, that's a good question, Todd. There really have been no surprises with me. I guess I could probably talk about the things that I thought I knew that have been confirmed. And one thing that I'm talking about men's basketball, which is the sport that I'm with the most. One thing I knew that this was a tough and balanced league, and that's been confirmed already just in the two conference games that we played. I look at Sunday's game at Valparaiso because Valparaiso's got Ben Cricky, and they got another player named King who is a transfer. You know, Valpo's trying to get a foothold in the league, and they've got a very good team, but they were picked down in the preseason poll. But Cricky can play for anybody in the league, and I think that's what we're seeing is. Every team in the Missouri Valley has got players that could play for anybody. And it's such a competitive deal. You know, last night I was watching Indiana State at SIU, and the Sycamores, they've got a wonderful team. They're now 8-1. They go into Carbondale and beat SIU last night. They had them down by 14. They lost the lead and then won it, I think, by 5 or 6. So, the ability to win on the road is going to be key in this basketball season. So for the Racers to already have gone into Valparaiso and got a road win, I think that's really big as we go into 2023. And then, of course, if it's hard to win on the road, that means you got to hold court when you got home games.
Well, it just seems like Murray State University has just fit right in with the Valley so far in everything.
Well, you know, I tell you, it was just a surreal feeling, you know, going into the fall and soccer and volleyball were beginning to play their Missouri Valley schedules. And we've kind of gone over this, but, you know, Murray State soccer, I think it was the night they went over to Springfield, Missouri and beat the number one team in the league, Missouri State. And I was like, there you go. That's a great win against the league leader. You go on the road and win. And then Matt Lodge's soccer team went all the way to the championship game of the Missouri Valley Conference that Valparaiso hosted and made it to the championship game and lost to that same Missouri State team. And then Murray State Volleyball, they had some moments during the league where they really got going. They ended up being the sixth seed in the tournament and lost their first round game, I think it was to Valparaiso. So we saw early on that, the Racers can compete. I think the Racers, as you see, we go through this first year, they're going to compete. They're also going to take some lumps. I think every team is going to have some growing pains as they work into this because it is a higher level of competition. Like I said, in basketball, I already noticed that everybody's got a couple of really great players that could play for anybody. And, so now we're into basketball and we're seeing, the women's team, they haven't played a conference game yet, but they're really playing well. We'll just, you know, it's just really going to be fun to see these teams come to Murray State. Like right after the first of the year, or the right after Christmas, the women's team's going to host Illinois-Chicago in women's play, and I know UIC has never played here before. So not only are the Racers going places and playing teams that never played before, like the men's team has never been to Northern Iowa or Drake, and we're going to do that this season. So it's just a bunch of new stuff, and I think our fans, whether you're here in person or you're watching at home or you're following, it's just it's a brand new world that we're in.
Yeah, it's a fun time to be a Racer fan, and I saw this morning there's another Murray State night coming up next month with the Memphis Grizzlies, and of course, Ja Morant, he's like the gift that just keeps on giving for Murray State. I mean, you can't see that guy without thinking Murray State.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. If you look at the Murray State men's basketball Twitter, we are constantly keeping track of Ja Morant and Cameron Payne. For a school our size to have two guys who are not only playing in the NBA but really doing well, it's really amazing. So we're constantly keeping up with Cam and Ja and what they're doing. Ja had another triple-double last night and a couple of highlight dunks. And yes, Murray State University is planning another Murray State Ja Morant night with the Memphis Grizzlies on January 29th. That's on a Sunday. I think the tip-off time is at 5 o'clock against the Indiana Pacers. And if you go to the Murray State Alumni Association homepage, there's a lot of information there on how you can go ahead and reserve your tickets now. And the last time we had one of those, Ja spent some time with the Murray State fans. When the place was kind of empty, they let all the Murray State fans in, and then Ja spent some time signing autographs and taking pictures and just having a good time with it. It was great, and I know this time it's going to be an awesome night to have Murray State night with the Grizzlies on January 29th.
Dave, we always appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us. Of course, I can't let you get away without asking you about the St. Louis Cardinals' big signing. You know, we have a catcher again.
You know what? Really, really happy to see the developments this week of the Cardinals. And, you know, when I think about every time a Cub plays for the Cardinals, as Contreras will be doing, or a Cardinal goes to play for the Cubs. I remember Jim Edmonds playing for the Cubs. It was the weirdest thing. But now Contreras is going to come and play for the Cardinals. He's arguably the best catcher in the big leagues. And for him to come in to replace Yadier Molina, I think he's got a lot of qualities that probably he got from Molina by just watching him over the years perfect his craft as a catcher. And he's a better hitter than Yadi is. So I think it's going to be great for the Cardinals to have Contreras behind the plate. It's going to be great.
Yeah, apparently Wilson Contreras, a big Yadi fan himself.
Well, yeah, I think everybody, I don't know that we can understand how much Yadier Molina has affected the game, not only overall, but just at his position of catcher. He, much like Ozzie Smith did with shortstops, Yadier Molina, you know, really set the standard for what it is to be a great catcher. And, I think as good as Contreras has been, I always believe when you put on the Birds on the Bat uniform, you get even better just because you're wearing the uniform.
Should be a fun season. I hope the Cardinals can find some starting pitching and, you know, we'll all get fired up this spring.
Well, you know, Wainwright's going to come back for at least one more season. You need to get Flaherty healthy, and he needs to be the kind of Cy Young Award candidate that we've seen him be. And if he can stay healthy, I think he will be.
Well, Dave, again, appreciate you always coming on and spending a lot of time with us. And it'll be 2023 before we get to talk again. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year to everyone there at Murray State University. And we'll be watching the Racers.
Thanks, Todd. You have a great day. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
All right, that's Dave Winder, Murray State Associate AD for Communications. Appreciate him always coming on the Sideline Report. Also, thanks to Kaw County Wrestling Head Coach Troy Nichols and wrestler Timothy Nichols for spending some time with us. And a big thanks to Hopkins County Central Boys Basketball Coach Michael Freilichs for coming on the Sideline Report this morning. We've got basketball action for you here on WPKY tonight. The Tigers at home against Todd County Central. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock, and you can listen to the game here on WPKY tonight and watch live and for free on our video stream at WPKYonline.com. And as always, to keep up with the latest Tiger and Lady Tiger sports news, head over to YourSportsEdge.com. That's going to wrap us up this morning on the Sideline Report. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580-103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton!